Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It's a particularly rough day for people who have to work outside in this heat. Our Glenn Shuck is in Midtown seeing what workers are dealing with. Glenn.
Yeah, stifling heat, really. It's already really rough out here. The humidity is choking. And I caught up with electrical workers, part of Local 3. They just keep on going in their projects, watching out for each other in the process. Now, I spoke with their Adam Kurz. He explains even if they have projects, Linda, that are inside, could actually be even hotter than if they're working outside. He tries to explain.
So they own the air conditioning, and the building in many cases will turn that air movement off, and they don't want to run through a construction site. They don't want to run their air and circulate their air through their equipment. So they will shut that down for us. So we're subject to no air conditioning conditions. Sometimes we get fans to move air around, but you're blowing around hot air.
I mean, just watching them is making me feel exhausted. They really are putting their work in here, as he said, inside and out. He says, Kurz tells me that they go through a gallon or two of water a day, and they're watch out for each other. If they start to slur their speech, for example, he says that he makes sure that whoever is going through that is taken off the job site. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in the steamy Midtown.
Yeah, that's so key. Make sure you do drink lots of water if you have to stay outside and look out for each other. Well, police are searching today for a gunman in the Bronx who shot two people while they were sitting inside their car. We go live now to our Mary Lynn Buckley, who's at the scene. Mary Lynn.
Linda, we're seeing police walk up and down Ho Avenue, also on East 174th Street. And we're seeing the entire front of the building of 1711 Ho Avenue blocked off, with police walking around the building and also going inside, speaking to some neighbors. A lot of them are here and they are weighing in. Now, we do know from police that two people were shot while they were sitting in their car. A 34-year-old man was shot in the back and the shoulder, and a 39-year-old woman was shot in the shoulder. Both of them are in stable condition, according to police. However, this is a very active scene right here. We do see police walking up and down. They are door knocking, and they are asking anyone in the neighborhood if they witnessed anything. So right now, still an investigation underway. So far, no arrests have been made. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Crotona Park.
And a man in Washington Heights has been indicted after allegedly abusing his 14-week-old puppy. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg announced that 22-year-old Joseph Kaufman was indicted yesterday. Kaufman allegedly threw Luca, his border collie, from his bed, then burned it with scalding water in his bathtub. Bragg tells 1010 Winds.
We see these injuries, you know, fractures, rib fractures, femur fractures, severe burns. This is serious conduct. We do see it in other cases as well. In each instance, we're seeking to hold accountable an owner of a pet.
Luca was taken to the ASPCA Animal Hospital for surgery in April and stayed there until late May. Kaufman faces two charges, including aggravated cruelty to animals. A new initiative to fight back against health care discrimination on Long Island.
This is going to be an easy one-stop directory for those in the LGBTQ plus community to find out what healthcare individuals are going to provide them with the best care here on Long Island. Robert Vitelli of the LGBT Network says he hopes the new program reaches everyone in the community.
Instead of someone only or exclusively learning about LGBT providers through us, they would actually see when they go to a provider that they are LGBT affirming and inclusive. And that's part of the point.
Vitelli says that the LGBT Network will certify the organizations and health centers that are LGBTQ plus friendly. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A 2021 study found that nearly 40% of LGBTQ Long Islanders experience discrimination or lack of access to safe, comprehensive, and culturally competent health care. Two stabbings at two different subway stations overnight. One suspect is in custody and police are hunting for the other attackers.
Police responding to 911 calls about a fight here. At least six people involved at the Port Authority station, the platform of the ACE line. A 31-year-old man stabbed in the torso had to be hospitalized as cops are trying to track down at least four suspects. This happened about 11:30 last night. Earlier in the day yesterday, MTA Chairman Janet Lieber, in fact, stressing how subway crime is down 7% the first 6 months of this year.
I think that we could really knock those numbers down even further if we started to put the recidivists out of the system. The people who get 5 to 10 to 20 to 50 arrests every year, and there are a lot of them, they're committing a disproportionate amount of the crimes.
Again, the investigation is ongoing here. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 42nd at 8th.
Police have released new photos of a group of thieves they say are behind as many as 40 burglaries across the city. The latest happened in June at Susan's Laundromat in Elmhurst. Police say three people swiped an ATM and $1,800 from the location just after 3 a.m. The thieves mostly strike laundromats. Since March, they've targeted three laundromats in Brooklyn, nine in the Bronx, 28 in Queens. Police say a group of three or four men is responsible for the crimes. Photos of the suspect are on our website, 1010winds.com. A Long Island woman was allegedly scammed out of $2,000 after a man offered to carry her groceries. Police say the 76-year-old woman was walking home from the grocery store yesterday when an unknown man offered to help. When he got to their home, the man said he had a winning lottery ticket but couldn't claim his winnings. The woman offered to cash the ticket for him, but the man asked for some collateral, saying she needed to withdraw $2,000 from the bank. Unknown woman drove the pair to the bank where the 76-year-old made the withdrawal. She realized she'd been scammed after getting home and called police. Nassau County Police are urging the community to be on alert and remind their vulnerable friends, family, and neighbors about potential scams. A 17-year-old girl in the Bronx was stabbed in the back last night, and sources say the person who stabbed her was her father. Police say the two got into an argument just before midnight at their apartment in East Tremont. During the fight, the victim ran away and tried to close the door behind her. Her attacker followed, banging on the door until he got in, then stabbed her multiple times. She was rushed to the hospital and is expected to make it. Her attacker, Juan Victoria de Oleo, was arrested at the scene.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.